I'm Father Owen Kearns from the Legionaries of Christ. I'm publisher of the National Catholic Register and Catholic Faith and Family. I've been a vocation director for 16 years and really enjoyed it. And today I would like to talk to you on faith matters about vocations, what to do, how to have one, how to follow up on one. It's a pretty exciting thing. Being a vocation director is being involved in a young man's journey towards Christ, towards giving himself totally to follow Christ, and it's seeing the hand of God in a man's life, leading him to leave his mark on the history of salvation. It's something really exciting. Very often that happens in the course of a conversion. It certainly happens in the course of taking God more seriously in your life. One of the young men that joined the Legionaries from California was one who heard about Our Lady appearing and giving messages, and that really struck him. He thought, wow, this is not just 2,000 years ago, this is today. So it really made him think, even though he never went and visited the visionaries or visited that place, still that impacted on him. And it made him really think about my life, God, and what is the relationship. So he decided, well, I better have a look at this. I better investigate what the church is teaching. I better start praying. And he did. He told me that I came to three conclusions. Number one, there is a God. Number two, he's Catholic. And number three, he's not very happy with the way I'm living my life. So he started to change his life in order to reflect the gospel, to be more Christ-like. And that led him away from a life that was at variance with God, all the way into deciding, I really think the Lord is calling me to the priesthood. And so he began to investigate, much as I did in my own life, when I decided that, yes, okay, I'll give it a try, Lord. I'll see if priesthood is for me. Then the next thing is where? I had already decided that I would like to be a missionary, so which missionary order? And I just thought, well, if I investigate all the missionary orders in Ireland, I'll be an old man before I'm finished. So I thought, whatever God sends into my life that I like the best, I'll just take that as that's the one he wants for me. And there were really two that he sent into my life that I liked. One was the Legionaries of Christ, a young man who spoke in our classroom. He was very nervous, but I thought, that's okay, he's human. And he conveyed that excitement. This is something really tremendous to be involved in. There was another who was an American. He had a crew cut, which was just the cutting edge of fashion at the time. He was very sure of himself. He told great stories about Latin America. And I thought, boy, it would be great to be a priest. It would be great to be a priest like him. But reflecting about it, I thought, well, if I join his community, I won't get his personality. And I thought about the Legionary, if I join his community, I will get what he was given. Even though he was still weak and young and nervous and so on, he had a great sense that this is something awesome to be involved in. I wanted to be involved in something like that. So if you're discerning, looking for where the Lord is calling you to be a priest, it's time to act on it. Don't just pray about it. Don't just think about it. Don't have just a false hope in it. Go and test your call. At the Legionaries of Christ, we have weekend retreats every month. We call them test your call because it's like test driving a Ferrari. If you want to buy a car, you get into it. You drive it. You see what that's like. Same with us in many seminaries and other religious communities. They have opportunities for young men to go to and test drive their vocation. If you had a vocation, what would you do? You'd go to a seminary, right? Well, then do that. Go to a seminary, live the life, get involved, and you will know by trying it on if the suit fits. You'll know by driving it if you like the car. God bless you.